Good morning. It is Monday, June 22nd, 2026. This is the Lyceum AI Daily. The dominant story in AI right now is not a new model. It is a question that Washington, Beijing, and Brussels have all failed to answer cleanly. Who actually controls the AI that already exists? Here is why that question became impossible to ignore this week. The same administration that spent 6 months dismantling AI regulation just became one of its most aggressive enforcers. On June 2nd, the administration signed a voluntary executive order requiring frontier labs to submit their models for federal testing 30 days before release. Then, within roughly 10 days, the Commerce Department ordered Anthropic to cut off all access to its models for non-US citizens. The order is, by most accounts, unworkable. Anthropic could only fully comply by firing its foreign employees, and software crosses borders by nature. So Anthropic suspended access for everyone, including US citizens. What makes this consequential is not just the disruption, it is the structure of the decision. There was no published framework, no appeal process, no legal scaffolding. The rules of who can use a frontier model stopped being a policy and became discretionary enforcement that is harder to plan around than any formal regulation. European leaders who were already drafting a tech sovereignty plan just got handed their strongest argument yet. The signal to watch is Anthropic's upcoming IPO filing. If it discloses the commerce restriction as an active regulatory risk, it will be the first time a frontier lab tells public market investors that the government can switch off its flagship product. Read the risk section first. Now, while Washington was tying itself in knots over who can access American AI, China's models were quietly processing 188.1 billion tokens in a single week. That is the eighth consecutive week China has led global AI usage by this measure. To put that in plain terms, a token is roughly three quarters of a word, which means Chinese models process something in the range of 140 billion words of AI-generated text in 7 days. The rankings inside that number are competitive. Xiaomi's Mimo V2.5 climbed to second place, while Tencent's Hunyuan 3 Preview dropped out of the top three for the first time in 2 months. This is not a two-horse race. It is a churning, competitive field. The deeper implication is this: usage at scale is training data at scale, and that is a moat no Western benchmark captures. If the adoption gap compounds into a quality gap, Chinese models could improve faster simply because more people are using them. Watch whether this weekly usage data starts appearing in Chinese lab funding decks or IPO filings. That is the moment it stops being a bragging right and becomes a valuation argument. On the enterprise deployment front, Samsung Electronics has rolled out ChatGPT Enterprise and Codex to its entire global workforce, roughly 270,000 employees. This is one of OpenAI's largest enterprise deployments ever. The Codex half is the part worth paying attention to. Unlike ChatGPT, which answers questions, Codex is an agentic system that takes instructions and executes multi-step software tasks without a human approving each step. Samsung once banned ChatGPT internally after employees leaked proprietary chip designs through it back in 2023. The company has now decided the productivity upside beats the data risk and built controls instead of a ban. If productivity metrics enter Samsung's investor narrative at the next earnings call, enterprise agentic AI gets its first credible large-scale return on investment data point, and every rival vendor will cite it within a week. There's also a hardware story worth flagging. Broadcom's AI chip revenue grew 143% year-over-year last quarter, and the stock fell anyway. The market has made astonishing the baseline and now wants acceleration, not merely strength. This matters because it is the money layer underneath everything. If chip suppliers stop looking like guaranteed winners, financing conditions tighten, and that throttles how fast data centers get built and how much training capacity labs can lock in. And then there is the DeepSeek story, which keeps getting more complicated. A senior Trump administration official reportedly said DeepSeek's latest model was trained on NVIDIA Blackwell chips despite export controls, with the chips allegedly routed through third countries, then dismantled and shipped into a data center in Inner Mongolia. The detail that matters most is this. U.S. officials reportedly believe DeepSeek will scrub the technical indicators that would reveal which chips it used. That turns a smuggling story into a verification problem. The entire export control framework, it turns out, rests on an assumption that the other side will tell the truth. That is a bold thing to build a national security strategy on. Treat the specifics as alleged. DeepSeek, NVIDIA, and China's Commerce Ministry have not confirmed. The through line across all of it is the same. The most important AI story right now is not a model release. It is the fight over who decides who can use the models that already exist, and whether the mechanisms for enforcing those decisions are real or just a press release dressed up as policy. That is your The Lyceum AI Daily. See you next time.